Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who miss the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Saturday to everybody. Welcome to your Weekly Dose podcast. I am your host, Sean Roberts, along with my good buddy, Steve Silva.
Hi, how you doing?
And, of course, we got producer Zach in the room as well.
Hey, now.
And, as always, we are streaming live to you from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Live, that's right.
Live.
Now, if you're a new listener, we're glad to have you join us. We always enjoy new listeners. That was kind of a backward repeat on that, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay.
Yeah, that's because I have no script.
That's all right.
But you know, if you're a normal, always here listener.
A normal, always yes versus an abnormal, not always here listener.
We do accept the abnormal, always here listener as well.
Yes.
Maybe not quite as much, but we do accept.
Well, either way, what we're trying to say is that we thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian.
Hey, I've heard of them.
With the hopes of them getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Hashtag MNBRHOF.
That's right. So we got a lot of cool things going on right now. We're playing Buy Me a Condo by Weird Al because everybody's buying this weekend, basically. You know, yeah. And I figured, what better song than Buy Me a Condo? So Black Friday, Cyber Monday and everything. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about Paul Preston calling in later on and telling us what movies to see for the holidays. Pretty excited about that. Good news, Chuck Moshots back on the air. And, of course, we'll be talking about JFK, 55 years after our tragedy. Small Business Day, Thanksgiving tweets, Black Friday tweets, of course, what's news. And that's about it, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a normal show.
Pretty much a normal show.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Except there is no estrogen in the room.
Which means we have no game today either.
Have you noticed I've started doing this?
Yes, perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes, perfect. Okay. All right. Well, don't forget you can interact with the show and by commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Also, find us on Facebook. You can even email us at yourweeklydose1 and gmail.com. And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Podbean.com, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, do not forget to rate and review the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have to give a shout-out to our biggest sponsor, of course, Amazon. They've been with us since day one. And without them, we cannot do this show for all of you. So that's it's pretty nice. I like it.
That is cool. I mean, don't forget when you shop on Amazon to pick our banner, bookmark it, and then shop, and it does our show good.
Absolutely, because you know right now we've already gone through Halloween. We've already gone through Thanksgiving. Of course, it is the holiday season with Cyber Monday coming up. Very, very important to do. And once again, just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on our Amazon banner and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop at Amazon this holiday season, you use the bookmark. And by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
That was a lot better way of saying it than I did.
I know.
Yeah.
Just go. Click. Bye.
Yeah.
We get money. Woo-woo.
Now, listen, of course, as our reoccurring theme, Amazon has everything. And today I've got in front of me a couple of things you can get on Amazon, which will be really cool Christmas gifts, maybe even stocking stuffers. Now, first of all, we have a little stinker bag of reindeer farts cotton candy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know. Little stinker bag of reindeer farts cotton candy.
Reindeer farts. I thought unicorn farts were cotton candy.
Oh, apparently for this year it's reindeer.
Or it's just the season for it.
Just the season for it. Tis the season for reindeer farts.
God.
I wonder how Santa handles that. Because well, you know he's always behind all of them in front of him.
Well, that's his jet propulsion.
I guess so.
But, you know, I think the reindeer farts, the cotton candy, is more brownish than versus the unicorn. Because the unicorn is pink or blue.
Oh, well, I don't know. I see a pink fart signal sign.
Not from reindeers.
Thing, I don't know.
Not from
also,
reindeers.
And this is the one I really like, you can get your own yodeling pickle on Amazon.
My wife had that the other night.
Oh, God. Phoebe, we need you. Oh, where's Genesis?
Where's the girls? I know the girls aren't here today.
Girls aren't here. Wow.
Anyway, yodeling pickles. What does it do, Steve?
It yodels.
Wow. What is it, a whistle or what?
It doesn't say. It just says, oh, let me pick it.
There's nothing in the description?
Okay. It says, now available at a lower price.
Oh, well, that's good. What was it before?
Get it. It's, well, it's $14.54.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
What was it before?
$14.67.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
That's a huge price drop.
Wow, yeah.
They're flying
off
the
available
shelf.
On Amazon Prime, so it must be very important.
Hey, you probably ships for free, too,
and
everything.
You can get it as soon as Wednesday, December 5th, if you choose two-day shipping at checkout.
Get out of here.
So there is no product. No, that's a...
That's something else?
That's... Trump talking figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, go ahead and get those two items, the reindeer fart and the yodeling pickle there from
reindeer
Amazon.
Reindeer fart cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
And the yodeling pickle.
Yeah. And remember, if you're going to do all of your holiday shopping online this year, please use our Amazon banner to get the job done. Remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history. Let's see. What
you
time
can
are we
also
at right
buy
now?
Barrels of slime.
Hey, those
are
that
for
fun.
Another time.
What time are we at right now, Zach?
Oh, seven after.
Seven after. Okay, so we got a little bit of time then. So we also want to make sure, as always, though, we mention Mark and Brian and the Radio Hall of Fame. Of course, we are helping Switchboarder Laura get them on the air and everything, or not get them on the air, but get them into the Radio Hall of Fame. So make sure you please follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. By simply typing in MNBRHOF or Mark and Brian RHOF. Either one will pop up. Follow it. Voting hasn't opened yet. I haven't seen Laura say anything about the voting. So we're just waiting for that to happen.
And then it's going to explode.
It's going to go kaboom and get these guys into the Radio Hall of Fame. So, and I'm pretty excited about it, though.
It reminded
me
of Couples Retreat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the whole yoga.
Boom.
Boom. Really? Yes, nice, relax. Very
all
nice.
Right then, do it.
Yeah, good. Very nice. Have you seen that?
No.
Couples
that one
retreat.
I,
oh,
that
you
one
haven't
I
seen
missed.
It? You know what? It's one of the. Who's. Oh, God. I can't think of his name. Okay, not Jason Bateman.
Is Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn, yeah. It's one of the few movies I really like him in.
Is his junk hanging out? Yeah. Yes. Now it's a party.
Oh, you know what? I know why. You know, I was thinking of a different Vince Vaughn movie. I was thinking of The Breakup. Isn't that with him and Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, yeah. That's funny, too.
I was thinking it was that one. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not the same name.
Yeah. But I got a love-hate with Vince Vaughn. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not all that excited.
You know, there's times I really like him and times I'm like going, it's the same. I think probably what it is, he's kind of playing the same character all the time.
He was the bad guy in the second season of True Detective.
Yes.
That was actually really
good. I heard he was really good in that.
That was really, really
good.
And
you kind of have to forget him trying to be funny or trying to be Vince Vaughn.
I know. It was when it first started, I was watching it. I'm like, I'm having a hard time separating that Wedding Crashers Vince Vaughn personality to a mob boss character in True Detective. But he pulled it off pretty good. So
yeah. Yeah. Which is really cool. So, I mean, that's the nice thing about it. But he's just a really, really good guy. And, I mean, but his acting overall, like I said, I kind of go back and forth on that and everything.
But he hasn't really done anything super big lately. What was the big news lately or this earlier this year? He got a DUI, and that was his claim to fame for the year, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
I just saw that was on.
Well, good for him.
Well, yeah, right. You know, all been there.
Yeah. Well, not all of us, Zach.
Yeah, not quite.
Not all of us, you know.
This is a radio show. We're trying to be funny, so that would be trying to be funny.
Oh yeah,
and I'll try again later.
Lord knows, getting a DUI is hilarious.
They have radio commercials predicated on that.
Well, it's because you got into it and you want to get out of it.
I know. I'm just gonna go back in my corner.
Okay, so that sounds good.
I'm gonna go punch myself in the face.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Well, if you're going out to the movies, there's only one person that you want to trust, and that's Mr. Paul Preston from the Movie Guys. Are you there, Paul?
Damn straight.
Ha ha! Hey. There's that voice I love. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Zach.
Yes?
1-800-NO-CUFFS.
That's the one I was talking about. Yeah, that's it. Because no one looks good in handcuffs, unless you're into that sort of thing.
Exactly.
There's a free plug.
Tip for you. I hate to see you in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there's a lot of people that love to see me in jail.
Hey, Paul, real quick, before we get into everything, how did your wife's gigs go?
You know, my music's actually too loud.
Oh.
What'd you say?
Yeah, go ahead and fade it out. Fade it out. how your wife's gigs, her musical gig she did?
Oh, it was great. You know how a street gig goes. A lot of people go past you, and a lot of people stop. A mix of both, but it was good.
It was good. Was it a decent turnout for her, though? Or
listen, Burbank's Holiday in the Park, they've been threatening to shut it down. It's like one of the biggest street fairs we have up here.
Really?
And maybe a lot of people heard that they were going to shut it down because they had the largest crowd ever. They had like 13,000 more people than their biggest numbers then. So,
well, they'd be stupid to do that then.
Yeah. Well, probably not going to happen now. So.
Cool. Well, I'm glad her shows went well.
Yeah, and you still playing on the street?
Yeah, I went out. I did a little bit of busking that same night, that first night and everything. And, I got like $50 thrown in, so it wasn't too bad.
Cool.
Yeah, I was kind of happy. Didn't learn any Christmas tunes or whatever. That's probably why I only got $50, but, you know.
That's probably why you got $50.
Shut the hell up. Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, Karen Volpe, that's my wife, and that's all we played. She learned a whole new set. She didn't really have a whole lot of Christmas songs down, so she was practicing like crazy to get a full Christmas set to, you know, feed the Holiday in the Park too. But still worked in, you know, a sort of a deeper cut Dolly Parton tune called "Coat of Many Colors," which you've never heard.
Oh, I know that song very well. Yeah,
a bit beautiful, and you could kind of say it's a Christmas song.
It is to a degree.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, give your wife my best, buddy. She's a neat lady.
I will pass that cool. on.
She's neat.
She is. Oh, she's awesome. No, she
is.
The
word
that was
neat.
In our vows.
She's pretty cool.
She has
pretty
to
cool.
stay neat.
So what movies should we be going to go see now, Paul?
Well, it's, you know, December. So right now? Wait, right now.
Right
no
now.
No doubt. Hands down. See Creed 2.
Really?
Oh, Creed 2 is a slam dunk. It's so good.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, if you, you know, they, first of all, they Stallone kind of just knows what to do with this character now. I mean, he kind of always did, but it was always kind of trapped in the 80s. Like, uh-huh. Rocky 3 and Rocky 4 were good, but cheesy, you know, and 5 was not good. But, man, by the time you get Rocky Balboa, these movies, he knows what to do with this character, and he wrote the script for this one.
Uh-huh.
And you thought, uh-oh, they took it out of Ryan Coogler's hands. Anything could go, but Coogler stayed on to produce, and they brought in this guy, Stephen Caple Jr., who's, like, got no pass to really draw on as to why he should direct this, but man, he hit it out of the park. It was great, and Michael B. Jordan is just such a strong lead. He can just hit every scene's note how he needs to. to play that character. Man, it's just a win across the board. Dramatic, funny. I mean, it's been 34 years, 33 years since I've seen Ivan Drago in the movie.
Right.
In a movie. I saw Ivan Drago in a movie again. I mean, crazy. Like, just, I don't even know. What, this world is amazing that that could happen.
Someone's getting a Woody.
Yeah.
So, now, I was afraid of, because I loved Rocky Balboa, and to me, this is just, because I think with that, it was a reboot of the franchise. You know, it's Rocky after, you know, everything has happened, Adrian passes away and so forth, and he's just kind of continuing his life. And then we move on to Creed, and then now Creed 2. But it seemed almost too cheesy for me of saying, okay, now, you know, Apollo Creed's son is going to fight the son of Ivan Drago. And it's kind of like, does it come across cheesy or does it come across, like, really well?
Really well. Yeah, it's just, it's directed like Creed was. Hey, you know, it's not directed like Rocky IV was. It's not ham-fisted or super patriotic or anything. It's just this guy still has, you know, Adonis Creed still has demons of, you know, his sort of harsh upbringing. He's an angry guy, right. You know, and he's got his dad's stubbornness. And he still has to fight all that as well as deal with. I mean, the boxing scenes are incredible, but they've managed to make it about everything else as well. You know, whereas that's kind of what Rocky was about. But by the time I got to 3 and 4, it was more about the boxing matches.
Right. You know? Now, I had heard that the Rocky character now kind of is morphing into the Mickey character. Is that how true is that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he was training him in the last movie. He continues to here, although they have, you know, a bit of a stumbling in their relationship between Adonis and Rocky. But old, fuzzy, warm and fuzzy Rocky, man, I can watch him do it. I want to see Ivan Drago and Rocky, like, go on a cruise and just do stuff. Uh-huh. You know, like, have a table and they're playing shuffleboard and trying to get stuff done.
Have like a Three's, have like a Three's Company theme background.
Yeah. Anything Matthau and Lemon did, I want to see Ivan Drago and Rocky do.
Now, is there any tension between Drago and Rocky, though? Is there still tension there, or is it kind of like water under the bridge? And
absolutely. You know, Rocky's got this restaurant now, and one day just Drago shows up, and they have to talk.
Wow.
You know, and it's not good, but it's not over the top either. When they talk, it's like two men would talk.
That's
not like
cool.
Two characters in a movie would talk.
Okay, then I'm gonna go see it then, because I love Creed and I love Rocky Balboa. So if it's gonna be the same way, then yeah, I'll definitely go see it.
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah.
What's
then on top, the boxing matches too are dramatic and exciting and tense, and you know, they raise the stakes. They find a good way to build on that. I don't want to do any spoilers as it goes along, though. There's like there's good things that keep the plot moving that I didn't expect. So.
Okay. Is now obviously then we're probably going to see a Creed 3 then at some point.
You could, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, if he fought like Clubber Lang's kid, bad choice. But I think they'll so far they have a history of making the right choice. So you know, he'll find a new opponent that will be interesting.
Nice.
I have a confession to make. I've never seen any Rocky movies.
Really?
I've never seen a single one.
Okay,
well,
we need a new producer now for the show.
Oh, boy.
I said this last time I was talking to you guys, is that they've now made a reason to watch them all.
Right.
And that's why I brought that up, because I'm like, okay, now I think I need to go back and watch all this, because this does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
Exactly. This ties into 4, and if you're going to see 4, you might as well see 3. And, of course, you got to see 1 for the origin story. It's now a whole big thing. Just know you're going to dip in the middle and then rise again at the end of the franchise.
Cool. And so what other movie should we go see, Paul?
Well, let's see. I really like Green Book, and that's the one with Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali, who won the Oscar for Moonlight.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's he's Don Shirley, the classical pianist who's taking a tour through the south of the U.S. So he wisely hires a big bouncer guy from the Copacabana in New York, played by Viggo Mortensen, to drive him around just in case there's any trouble. So
okay.
He becomes his driver. And then, of course, they have this tense relationship because he's a big goomba from New York. And then you got, this sort of elegant black man trying to go into the uncivilized South, and it works on everything. The way I describe it too, it sounds like, well, they do all the cliche stuff, but manages to stay fresh. And I think it has largely to do with the performances by the leads. They're both excellent. By this point, Viggo's going to be great. The guy somehow manages to make all his characters authentic. Even the Easter Promises, where he played that Russian guy, and he just took like this with Russian, and you're like, what? But you buy him, and you get invested in him, and that's one of his tricks as an actor. Here, he's not Italian at all.
Right.
But he plays this guy who's, he's Tony Lip. But
he stays true to the character itself, then.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And their relationship is fantastic.
What about the new Harry Potter film? Was it the Grindelwald one?
I have not seen that yet. It's kind of a thing. Listen, you get into these situations, right, where I just watched all the Harry Potter movies recently because I went to London and I toured the sets and I did everything.
I know. I was jealous.
Trip in London. Amazing trip. An amazing display they have there. They have everything. Everything. They have it. They saved it. And they put it out there and you can tour it all. So I want to make sure my wife, when she came with me, obviously knew what these movies were about. So we watched all of them.
Well, if you need a butler when you go again, let me know.
Yeah, valet.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now I feel like if we're going to watch the Fantastic Beasts movie, I'm like, I got to get Karen involved. She had seen the first one. So I haven't seen the second one because I want to see the first one with her and then get her about to see the second one.
Okay.
So it was kind of a hit, but the reviews aren't so hot. So it's first
really?
Time.
What are they saying?
Might have been overstuffed.
Really?
Like, I think what a lot of people wanted from more Harry Potter was young Dumbledore and young Grindelwald.
Uh-huh.
And then this is just what I hear from fans. I never read the books to know, but people who read the books said now you get this Newt Scamander character chasing all the Fantastic Beasts and that whole love triangle. Uh-huh. And it just kind of mucks things up from what we really want is young Grindelwald and young Dumbledore. But now they come into the movie, so now you just have too much, supposedly.
Wow. We actually got to see it the other night, and I actually enjoyed it, and I know a lot of people were upset that Johnny Depp was kind of like Grindelwald, but I thought he played the character beautifully, and it didn't take away, of his over-the-top other characters like he's done, like in Willy Wonka or Pirates of the Caribbean, and I think he kind of stayed true to the way Rollins had wrote the character overall. And, it was, he had some good scenes and everything, but it wasn't definitely over-the-top or anything like that.
I'm expecting to like it. I mean, it's the same director who knocked out the last three or four Potter movies.
Yeah, David Yates.
Yeah, I mean, he's a sure thing. And he directed Fantastic Beasts, the first one, too. And I like that. There might be a little bit of, a little bit less magic missing than there was the first time around with the Potter kids. But, I look forward to it.
Yeah,
I see everything. It's a movie, right? Yeah. I'm going.
I enjoyed it, I really enjoyed it. And this is a little bit different than the first one because now it's not just taking the Newt character, but it's, like you said, it's incorporating, Grindelwald and Dumbledore and kind of telling their backstory and involving it even more. And I think, the next one after this, I think it's going to be even bigger. We're going to see a bigger battle between the two and everything.
It's tough to manage a lot of content and a lot of characters like that. And that's testament to the Russo brothers and, Captain America Civil War and Infinity War. I mean, the fact that they balance all those characters out is phenomenal. Like, how are they not nominated for Best Director when they handle all that stuff so gracefully? So where you don't lose anybody, you don't miss anybody, you don't, like, they're all incorporated to all of their strengths. The writers as well have a lot to do with that. So now David Yates is trying to do it, and maybe he's seeing how tough it is.
Yeah.
So,
did you see the trailer? I mean, Paul, I'm sure you did, the live-action trailer for The Lion King that came out over Thanksgiving.
I did.
That looks great.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. They really are kind of bringing nothing new except a new look. So it'll be interesting to see if the movie's necessary, but I thought it was cool.
Give me warm, fuzzy feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my favorite Disney movie as a kid.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Not what
you're
singing.
That's probably my favorite animated, maybe in a tie with Beauty and the Beast.
I'd say my runner up would probably be Aladdin. So The Lion King and Aladdin, and they're doing a live action Aladdin too.
Yeah, they're just doing a live action for all
everything.
Their, all other classic films.
Disney's like, we don't need to reboot anything. We'll just, you know, make real life versions of our movies.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to see or heard what's going on with Wreck-It Ralph yet, Paul?
I have not. No, Ralph Breaks the Internet. I didn't get a chance to see that just yet. No, this is a time of year when they just pile stuff on. There's too many movies, which, of course, I love. But you're not going to see them all quickly. It's going to take a while to take them all in. I mean, and now it's award season as well, so I've seen some stuff that hasn't come out yet.
Ooh, like what?
Because they're still holding advanced screenings for that kind of stuff. I saw a movie called Bird Box. It's a new Sandra Bullock movie.
Oh, really?
And it's coming out on Netflix next month. And I didn't know what it was about, and I hesitate to even say, except to say that it's a tense thriller about an invasion of sorts of Earth by some entity where people start killing themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'll leave it at that. And then, of course, you follow Sandra and then the band of survivors who are trying to figure out how to survive while this is going on.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. But there's good cast in there. Some John Malkovich, Tom Hollander. It's good. It's good. It's if you're watching it at home on Netflix, you know, you want to leave the light on. It's crazy.
I like that. You want to leave the light on.
Like Motel 6. They'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. What else should we go out and see this holiday season, Paul?
All right, well, as far as what's coming up, I mean, listen. Aquaman, right, is they want you to see Aquaman. They're trying like hell.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, it's a Arthur Curry, a guy who finds out he's really an heir to an underwater kingdom, and he goes back and finds out that he's got a half brother who is trying to claim the throne. Mm-hmm. Black Panther much? But there's no Marvel in the way. There's no Star Wars coming out. DC, you own this whole holiday season, so the question is, how will they fuck it up, right?
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Now, with screenings and everything, are people going to compare this to Wonder Woman? Because Wonder Woman seemed like such a big hit when it came out.
Oh, yeah, it was a huge hit. Well, it was something different from the norm that DC was giving you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I talked about this with you guys last time, but they have an inability to make, like, Creed keeps making the right choices. These movies don't.
Right.
They Man of Steel was underwhelming, I think, and then Batman versus Superman. Now the box office would tell you differently, but I think people walked away going, these movies were noisy, and just you couldn't really wrap your arms around the characters, and they were just, you know, sort of lame. And then what do they do after those two films? They bring back Zack Snyder to direct another one. And sure enough, Justice League was bloated and noisy and full of messy CGI. And you're trying to get your mind wrapped around these movies. Whereas Marvel does differently. They see Thor as not a big box office hit. They see Thor as the worst reviews of any of the Marvel movies. So they change it up. They bring in a new director in Taika Waititi, the New Zealander, who made Thor Ragnarok. And suddenly we got Hulk and Thor in a cop buddy movie in space. And it's like the biggest money that Thor's ever made. They're making Iron Man type numbers, the best reviews of any Marvel movie, up there in like the 90s in Rotten Tomatoes. So they changed it up, and they got great results. Now, getting James Wan, the director of The Conjuring and Saw, I think, right?
Yeah, at least the first Aquaman, Saw movie.
Yeah, this is a change up. So it bodes well for them to do something different. And when they made Wonder Woman, it was the same thing. Patty Jenkins, the director of Monster. We have a female director. You know, it's a different deal. So I'm hoping that bodes for different results.
Now, with all this going on with DC, I mean, obviously now the CW network, you know, has the Arrowverse going on. They're going to be bringing in Batwoman into it. They got the Elsewhere crossover coming up on December 9th. And now, of course, DC has their own thing going on their own, I guess, streaming service, and I think through Netflix with the Titans and everything. And they've got a bunch of things lined up. Do you think that's going to be doing a much better job than what the movies are?
That's what everybody tells me. I tried to watch the DC television shows. They didn't do it for me. Like, I watched a bit of Flash or Arrow or maybe a bit of both, and they just seemed like television shows.
Uh-huh.
Whereas I watched Daredevil and Punisher, and I went, that's a movie on TV, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, so I always thought that the production and the tone was a little more, I don't know, adult in the Marvel stuff. Now, granted, they've just canceled Luke Cage and Iron Fist, and I never saw those, but I heard Iron Fist was particularly bad.
Mm-hmm. It was horrible.
Yeah. But you can't deny the popularity of these CW TV shows. So, right. I mean, I have a feeling that that's probably, I mean, for me, I would also say the DC animated feature films are excellent.
Oh, my God. Yes, right? They are. Those are so, I mean, everything that Paul Dini has been doing in, who's it, Tim, oh, God, I can't think of his last name right now. I want to say Tim Curry, and that's not right. But other producers or whatever that's been doing it since the Batman animated series has come out. And, I mean, they've just been, I think, knocking it out of the park every single time. And not only that, but keeping everything in concurrent with one another.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, too. But, yeah, he's Flashpoint Paradox was fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah.
Batman versus Robin was good. Killing Joke was good. I mean, they just are doing it right over there. The animated stuff for DC is top-notch.
Yeah, and what's funny is that, I mean, these are, even though they're animated, it's not like your G rate. I mean, every single one of them is either PG-13 or rated R.
Yeah.
You know?
So they're feeling more adult.
Gene McCurdy?
Than the live-action stuff.
How about Tom Ruger?
No.
Alan Burnett. Eric Radomski.
We're trying to look at the people.
Animated Batman.
Oh,
producers.
No, it's Tim. Tim something. I can't remember his name, though. Mm. But no, you're right. I mean, the animated ones are doing really good. I'm just wondering, I've seen bits and pieces with the new live-action Titans. So, I don't know. Have you had a chance to see that yet, Paul?
I have not. I have enough extra things. I have Hulu and Netflix. Uh-huh. Now they want me to get DC Universe. You know, I'm not getting CBS All Access. Next thing you know, I'll be paying as much as I was paying for cable. I ditched cable.
Yeah.
So, you know, and now I'm going to end up piecemealing together all of these different streaming platforms mm-hmm. to end up paying as much as I did for cable anyway. So, plus, I mean, I don't know. I'm not necessarily hyped up about, you know, stuff, DC stuff, as I was saying. So,
yeah, I hear you. Well, any other films that we should see later on in December then?
Well, let's see. There's Mary Poppins Returns.
Ooh, how do you think that's going to be?
Listen, the trailer is full on Disney. I mean, it's everything you want from their attempt to do this gigantic undertaking. 54 years after the original came out, if we get a sequel, it's like, I don't even know why you would want to. Well, of course, the money grab would probably be why you want to do that. But to take it on is just, you know, an unholy task. But the trailer and the poster, you know, the trailer's got this sweeping musical score, and they've even brought back, you know, hand-drawn 2D animation, and they brought back 4D, and, you know, Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Who's always in 4D just because he's so energetic, even at 90 years old or whatever he is. But they've got Mark Shaiman coming in to write some of the songs. And he's, you know, wrote the music for Hairspray. And, but he's my hero because he wrote for Trey Parker and Matt Stone at South Park, Bigger, mm-hmm. Longer, and Uncut, and the Mr. Hankey's Christmas classics. So, you know, but despite fan attempts, no Michael Rooker cameo,
mm-hmm.
which they wanted because he, now, you know, his line is Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Does Julie
surprisingly, it didn't work out.
Does Julie Andrews make a cameo in this, though, or no?
You know, I've read that she does not. She didn't want to distract. She thought Emily Blunt was a great choice to uh-huh. play the Mary Poppins and just wanted to step aside.
Got
let
it.
Her do it. And I trust Rob Marshall. I wasn't a huge fan of Into the Woods, but his Chicago was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I liked Nine, too, which I believe he directed. Didn't get a lot of love. But
how do you think, though, that this new Mary Poppins film is going to go? Do you think crowds are going to go just to check it out, and then it's going to, like, you know, taper after that, or do you think it's going to be a good hit?
I think it could be a hit. Everybody loves Mary Poppins, and if word gets out that it's good, I mean, then every kid in the world will want to see more Mary Poppins.
Wow. Didn't Rob Marshall direct one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Ooh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he should stop with, he should just stick to musicals. Yeah, I think he did on Stranger Tides.
That's it. Yeah, it was that one.
Okay. Which, again, it made $1 billion. I mean, literally $1 billion. And even the last one, the Dead Men Tell No Tales, made 750. People go to these things, even though they're not really good. You know, I guess people want to check them out and then find out afterwards. It's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But you find, they find out afterwards, after the movie's made $800 million or whatever.
Well, cool. Well, we'll definitely have to check all these films out, Paul.
Yeah, and there's a new Mowgli coming out on Netflix. There's a new Spider-Man. There's a lot going on.
Nice, nice. And, of course, if people want to catch you, where can they catch you at?
TheMovieGuys.net. Reviews, articles, interviews, all sorts of madness over there. And then social media at TheMovieGuys, Twitter, Facebook page as well. We're putting up daily jokes, links, etc.
Nice, very cool. And we've got a link on our website, too. So if you want to go there, you can just go to our website and then scroll down, find the Movie Guys logo, click on that, and it'll take you straight to their YouTube channel.
Right on. Yeah, so. Right there we've got an interview with Tommy Avalone, who directed the Bill Murray stories. A new
You name dropper, you.
Well, it's a documentary. But you know how Bill Murray has these legendary stories about how he just showed up, started bartending, knocked on our door, and was in our party, and he showed up and was in our engagement photo. So someone made a documentary about all those stories and interviewed all the people who told the stories about running into him in the wild as if they saw Bigfoot. So
I want to hear a Tom Hanks one instead.
He should get a little more. Yeah, he's next in line for that.
Yeah.
Getting to be about that age.
Exactly.
He should start doing crazy shit in public. I'd watch it.
Very cool. Well, Paul, thank you as always, buddy. And in the meantime, you have a wonderful Christmas.
Same to you guys. And after Christmas, we'll do this again. Go see Creed 2.
Absolutely, we will.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Bye.
And there you go, guys. That's Paul Preston there from The Movie Guys. So there's a lot of good stuff that is coming out, man. It's going to be kind of tough to get out there and see everything.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I'm just worried about the Mary Poppins one, though.
I'm worried about Aquaman.
I'm not, because I think it's going to be what it is. You know, and I think I just want to go for the ride, basically, myself on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just me personally. I just think that you could have picked a better actor to play Aquaman, just like appearance wise. Because I always see what's his name, Jason Momoa, who plays Arthur Curry. He's Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones to me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like, if you anyone's opened a comic book and seen Aquaman, does not look like him.
Well, they also changed the character too. They made his hair grow long, whatever. They cut his arm off at some point in time and what have you, you know.
What?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you got to get the more modern or not, you know.
So he's half the man he used to be.
Exactly.
Someone's calling us.
Who's calling us besides Paul?
Hello.
Hey, Genesis.
I thought I was going to get the little. We have a call jingle. I was waiting for that.
Well, we did, and you kept cutting out. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Cool. Where are you calling from right now?
Wait, what happened?
Where are you calling from right now?
From TJ.
You're in Mexico?
Yes, I'm currently in Mexico right now. I came out here to see a doctor and get some blood work done because it's a lot cheaper.
Oh, well,
are you going to hit up the donkey show later afterwards?
No, but if I get an address for that, I might check it out.
Steve will text it to you right away then. Yeah. He knows where it's at. Well,
Thanksgiving?
Cool. You go ahead. How was yours, sweetie?
It was good. It was good. A lot of food. Did you guys have fun?
Oh, we had a blast. Steve came over to my house. Zach's parent got together with his folks and everything, his grandparents, and no one liked pumpkin pie, according to Zach. So,
I got cherry.
Did Zach have the gravy with the noodles?
Yes, yes. You know what? Yes, I did. I sure did, and I'm proud of it.
I don't know why. Every time I think of the gravy with the noodles, though, I'm always thinking like top ramen and gravy. I don't know why.
Stroganoff noodles.
Yeah, just stroganoff noodles.
Yeah. I love beef stroganoff myself, so I would love to have that.
And you know what's funny, too, is I had a hard time sitting at the table, like looking at that bowl of noodles with the gravy next to it. And I just smiled to myself because I just went, Wow. Now I see how silly this must look to other people if they were here right now. It was funny because Anna was with us, too. We invited
Anna
because her family doesn't really – they don't do anything huge. So we just said, come over and hang out with us. And even she kind of had this look on her face like, why is there a bowl of noodles? And I just looked at her and I just shook my head and just went, don't say anything.
I'm so hungry now. That felt so good.
Cool. Well, how's everything down in TJ right now? What's the weather like?
It's actually a little chilly.
Nice.
That's exactly how it feels like.
Wow.
So now, have you ran into the caravan yet?
No, I've actually been on the lookout to see if I see anything like that because I'm actually pretty close to the border itself. I'm about like 50 minutes to TJ, but nothing so far.
Darn. on the spot reporting would have been nice.
Yeah, no kidding. That would have been fun. So are you going to go see any of the bullfights down there this weekend? Or?
No. I just came for that. It's just a quick day trip. I just felt bad that I couldn't be there today, so I wanted to call in really quick.
This is funnier.
I know.
Wow. Okay, Jack.
So have you had any street food? Like some tacos or something from the street?
No, I actually have to be fasting so I can get my blood work, but we're about to eat, so then we'll see what happens.
Ah, nice. When are you coming back, today or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I hope you guys have a great show.
Well, dude, we're about halfway through it right now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Cool deal. Well, get home safe, okay, all right?
Thank you. Have fun, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Take care, sweetie. We were talking about earlier, like how Disney now is doing all these live action animation or live action movies of their animated versions. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's going to be worth seeing the stories live. You know, granted, Beauty and the Beast was a big hit. You know, Emma
Jungle
Watson's,
Book was great.
You know, I didn't see it because there's nothing interesting to me to go see it because I've already know the story. Why would I want to go see a live action version of it? You know. So the only one that seems interesting to me right now is Dumbo, though.
Yeah, Dumbo. I'm definitely going to be. That goes back to when I was a little kid. That was one of my favorite like toddler movies.
Me
of
too.
All time. Oh well, Steve was there.
I was actually there. Yeah. I was in the crowd when Dumbo made that dive.
Well, you held the feather.
Yeah.
Hey, there's one thing we do need to mention though. A few weeks ago, probably about a month ago or so, or now. We had Chuck Moshantz on the show with us.
Yes, we did.
Who did all the news reporting for Mark and Brian. And there was an article that came up recently now that a new, I believe, radio station, and I'm paraphrasing here everything, came up and got together a bunch of different well-known L.A. journalists to put together this new news station. And apparently they got a hold of Chuck Moshantz to come back and do his news and views. And I thought that was kind of cool. And it kind of makes me wonder, well, I wonder if they heard Chuck on our show or not, you know, everything. And I think we got a little bit of his news and views, right?
We do.
Cool. Let's go ahead and play that.
Forward to it. Thank you so much, Robert. All right. If you've been around Southern California long enough, you know the voice and the unique perspective of legendary rock and roll radio newsman Chuck Moshantz. Here's his take on the news that's catching his attention this Thursday.
This is Chuck Moshantz with News and Views. Whose fault is it anyway? The collapse of global environmental balance is like dominoes falling, and it's hard to predict the consequences. Case in point, PG&E stock fell 30% on Wednesday, bringing the weekly decline to 43%. The utility recently renewed its liability coverage for wildfire events to $1.4 billion, but if it is found responsible for the Camp wildfire, losses would exceed coverage. The California legislature last year approved a bill to let utilities raise consumer rates to help pay for such losses. The costs of ecosystem distress, monetary and otherwise, will ultimately be borne by all of us. Think you can?
I love how you
can
hear
traffic.
The paper shuffling.
I'm not being a wise guy.
I thought it was you for a second. I was about to go. Did you put the papers
Metro
down?
To entrepreneurs and private sector companies. It's an outside the box solicitation for a problem that
he
requires
a lot like Jeff Bridges.
The box thinking. More than 110 proposals have already been submitted. The first Think You Can Solve Traffic forum will be held December 4th at Union Station. And the LAUSD has voted to look at using school district
I wonder if he actually
as housing for
crinkles
students
paper
and their families.
Or if he has a
Trustee Kelly Gomez is behind the proposal
Next.
That considers, among other things, allowing overnight parking on district property and working in collaboration with the Safe Parking LA program to provide overnight shelter and meals. Other possibilities include building
now
or
just waiting for the paper
buildings
rules.
To create
yeah, no,
temporary
exactly.
or permanent shelter. I'm Chuck Moshans with News and Views.
So there you go. So there you go. It's kind of cool to hear Chuck kind of back doing that again.
Yeah.
You know? So that's I want to cool. give him a call next week and see if we can get him on the air again with us and talk and see how he got that gig. So we're pretty excited about that.
I got to fix my paper. Hold on. Crumbled the wrong one.
Well, of course, we just had Black Friday. And got Cyber Monday coming up real quick, too, as well. And, of course, we just finished the Thanksgiving holiday itself. So I thought I'd kind of give you guys some tweets here regarding Black Friday and Thanksgiving. All right, so let's do the Thanksgiving tweets first.
Okay.
I like the first one. First one here says, this guy tweeted out, me opening a bag for Thanksgiving dinner says, okay, who had the Big Mac?
That's the easy way.
That's the easy way.
It's definitely the easy
way. All right. You and okay, we should the next one we should do together.
Okay. You want to be the wife?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, we need to clean the house.
Why?
We're having company on Thursday.
That's 5 days away.
So?
Are we expecting the kids to keep the house clean for 5 days?
We'll clean the house Thursday morning, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. So true on that one, man. Let's see. Found what I'm taking for the family for Thanksgiving, and the person showed a picture of a Pop-Tart with a frosted pumpkin pie.
Yeah, there you go.
Easy.
Again,
easy peasy.
Easy.
You know, toaster oven, keeps it nice and warm.
It does. My favorite Thanksgiving was the one where my great uncle Harold sat at the head of the table and went off on my aunt about his balls dipping into the dipping into the toilet water when he sat down to have a crap.
Wow. Well, 'tis the season for spiked hot chocolate, sappy movie marathons, and 473 cars that want your parking spot at the mall.
Right, you can't get out of it fast enough.
Yeah.
I had my first threesome for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
But it was just me and two different pieces of pie.
Oh, okay.
That was me on Thursday at your mom's house.
Yeah. You were so quiet on Thursday.
I was eating. I even told your mom later. I mean, it's like the third year I've come over to your house and stuff. And each year it seems like, well, you know, everybody cooks something their way and stuff. And so some of the stuff been like, oh, this is good. And some has been like, oh, no, that's not quite how I would. But, you right. know, and you just kind of pick and choose what you eat and stuff. This year, for some reason, everything was really good.
Yeah.
The stuffing and that cranberry relish thing.
Oh, yeah, the one my in-laws brought over.
Yeah, and there was like some really creamed corn. It was like corn soup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But the asparagus
was really nice.
I think we had, hollandaise sauce on it. Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't eat enough of that. And then I paid the price later when I went for a pee.
All right, where do we leave off on the tweets here? Oh, Friendsgiving, but instead of cooking and Thanksgiving meal, you order a bunch of Chinese takeout, and also your friends aren't there. Or it's just alone and hungover watching old reruns on Shark Tank.
Oh, how funny. Yes.
Now reruns find on my Shark
place.
Tank.
Yeah. For those of you who are alone on Thanksgiving, for $50, I'll call you and ask you why you're not married yet and when you're getting a raise. Just, yeah.
Yeah, I like this one. Is it really cross-dressing if I wear my wife's maternity jeans to Thanksgiving dinner?
Depends on how big they are.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you're thinking outside the box on that one.
Whether or not they have a zipper.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I'm sure it's all stretchy.
Either way.
Stretchy pants.
There's at least a button on there, right?
Thanksgiving game. Nobody gets pie until you go around the table and everyone has to say, climate change is real.
I like that one.
Boy, will that start some arguments.
Yeah. And for a Black Friday tweet, here we go. Only got in one fight with one person on Black Friday. It was a 4-year-old, and it was over a Sephora bag.
How bizarre. What's a 4-year-old doing? Anyway, do people who get up at 4 a.m. to shop on Black Friday know about Amazon?
Well, they should. And if they do, go to our website, click on our banner.
That's right.
Everyone entered the St. James Best Buy in Winnipeg in such Canadian way. They walked into a store.
Okay, I don't believe it. I think that's fake news. Who would do that? I watched a woman collapse in hysterics into my manager's arms because we didn't have the exact model of cooler she wanted.
She freaked out. Wow.
My God.
Hey, people go into hysterics, man. It's the holidays.
Mass hysteria.
Well, this one here says, in this house, the only Black Friday event we celebrate is Sirius's escape from Azkaban.
That's a good one. I like that. I would do that. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Just trampled a family of six to get a 50% off coupon for something I don't need.
Do liquor stores have Black Friday sales? Because they should.
Yes, they should. Okay.
Now there's a concept.
Yeah. Everybody lined up at the liquor stores at 4 in the morning. That would be awesome.
I want that Black Friday deal on Captain Morgan.
Okay, Black Friday sale. My house, you, me, all clothes will be 100% off.
I like that one.
There we go.
It's Black Friday to many of you. To me, it's unsubscribe from this email list. I never knew that I was on for Friday.
Yeah. All of a sudden, all these things happen. Bing, your emails bing, increased bing. By 10 or something. Yeah. On my way to the mall to get the best parking space, I'm going to sit in my car with the reverse lights on for a few hours.
Well, can't make it to the store on Black Friday, so I'm thinking of going to the Best Buy tomorrow to shove someone for no reason at all.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, that'd be kind of, you know, you don't really want to shop. It's just like,
yeah, just like, get out of the way.
You like mosh pits, so you go out on Black Friday and just start bouncing off people. Okay, oh boy, here we go.
Oh, there was a picture of this one is what it is. Yeah.
Ivanka Trump sweater, which, by the way, is made in China, $64 down to $39.99. Special Black Friday, $1. I knew Ivanka Trump was cheap, but wow.
And there you go. There's some Black Friday and Thanksgiving tweets. Of course, we just had the Black Friday, you know, yesterday and everything. People were out shopping and so forth, things of that nature. Well, these 10 stores will offer the best Cyber Monday deals. So, again, you know, we just have Black Friday. The next best thing is going to be Cyber Monday. So, obviously, Amazon's going to be on the top of the list. This is going to be best for gaming, toys, smart homes, smartphones, almost anything else you can pretty much, you know, get to buy online. So, that's going to be the main one. Target is going to be really good for Cyber Monday for mainly TVs. So if you want to try and get a new TV overall, Target's going to be a good place to go. Walmart is best for practical purchases, everything from clothes to games to shoes, things of that nature. Dell is also going to be doing pretty well. Of course, they're doing their desktops and their laptop computers, so buying direct from them, you can save quite a bit from them as well. Best Buy, of course, all electronics of all kinds. For the sporting goods person in your family, Dick's Sporting Goods, they said it's going to have a really good...
Who's Sporting Goods?
Dick's.
Who's?
Dick's.
One more time.
Richards. The Body Shop is going to be really good for all body care products. The Gap, obviously, for filling up your closet with the basics of clothes. And then Lucky Brand, which is a denim and other casual clothing staples, too. So those are going to be your top 10 stores there that are going to have the best type of Monday deals. So go to those websites and check them out.
The Gap? Yeah. Really?
Well, yeah. There are four particular things that are better to buy on Cyber Monday. The first one is TVs, sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Close part. Kind of contradictory there. Black Friday and Cyber Monday both offer great TV deals, and you can easily snag a bargain no matter when you shop on Cyber Monday. That's the beauty about Cyber Monday.
I got a TV last night.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
But it's not
Best
Monday
Buy,
yet. It's not Monday.
I was saying downstairs before we started the show, I might have to return it because it's smaller than what I thought it was.
What size did you get?
It was a 32-inch.
32-inch? That doesn't even work in the kitchen.
That's not the size of my screen right now.
Well, yeah, but like the spot that it's in, I didn't think a 40 would fit in there, but it turns out it really would fit. So
your present TV looks like an Etch-a-Sketch in there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Get a 42 then.
I'm going to. Actually, 43. I'm going to go for 43.
Yeah, that extra inch makes a big deal.
Well, it does.
Yeah, well, I was at Best Buy last night. But 40-inch and 43 is what they had, so 32. Oh. I should have just got that. I don't know. It was $120, not bad, Best Buy.
No, that is really good.
It was an Amazon Fire TV made by Insignia, too.
All right, item number two that's better to buy on Cyber Monday, clothing. About 27% of last year's Cyber Monday clothing sales earned our editor's choice rating. But that's not the only reason to shop Cyber Monday, because there's also beauty products.
Huh?
How about that? All you ladies out there,
all the single ladies,
beauty products can be better to pick up on Cyber Monday. And some guys,
all the single ladies.
Some guys wear makeup too.
I saw one last night.
Yeah, and you look for coupons. Though they won't all be site-wide discounts, they'll cover a lot of products and offer some of the best prices you can expect to find this year on particular items, not the whole store or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And the last thing that's a lot better to buy on Cyber Monday, travel bookings.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, you can find travel deals throughout the year, but on Cyber Monday, you'll see some deep discounts. Oh, deep. That's where that extra inch comes into play.
Yeah.
That'd be discounts from several major airlines, hotel chains, and travel sites. Look for domestic airfare deals to fall as low as $24 each way.
Wow. Now, I wonder how far...
And hotel rates be slashed by 55%.
Now, I wonder how far they let you book, though. I mean, like, let's say, okay, I'm going to go out and buy something and you'll use the Cyber Monday deals, but can I buy something for July of next year, though?
Yes. Yeah. Tell us more.
I was only handed the paper to read, so I have no idea.
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering, you know, when you do find out.
I know, that'd be interesting to see how far in advance.
How far advance, you know, or does it only go to, like,
let's say travel
February
by...
or March. Yeah. That'd be cool. All righty, cool. Well, you know what? Thursday was not only Thanksgiving, but it was also the anniversary of the loss of one of our greatest presidents, basically. Our most beloved president, I should say, really, which was JFK. I can't believe it's been 55 years since his assassination. I know I wasn't born yet. Zach obviously wasn't born yet. Steve, where were
I
you?
I have a great story about
this. Where were
this?
You?
I was in junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was 14. What year? It was 63.
Right.
I was 14 years old because I just had my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I actually was sitting in, what's it called? In
the living room?
Like social studies, where, things that are happening in the country. And stuff. And the assignment this day was to create the front page of a newspaper and just make up stories and stuff about what could be happening. Uh-huh. So we're all in the room. The teacher left the room for a little while, and so we're all in there kind of going, what the hell? You know, I don't know what could happen, you know. I guess, well, maybe a boat would sink or, you know, and you're thinking about this kind of stuff. And then the teacher comes in the door, and he says, excuse me, everybody, stop for a minute. I have to report that President John F. Kennedy has just been shot in Dallas. And then he left. And we're all looking at each other like, that's a good story. Yeah, now that's the kind of thing we should think up.
Wow.
Nobody realized it actually happened because of the assignment we were working on. We thought he was just making something up to give us inspiration.
Wow.
And then he came back in a little while later, and he said, went into more detail about what was going
what
on.
What actually happened.
And everybody was just like in shock.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, because since what Lincoln, I think it was the first assassination in modern times of a president, you know, that our country has had. So, I mean, it hit us hard.
Yeah.
And hit us, you know, in a really big way because, you know, he was the youth of America, and he was.
Yeah, that's the thing. Politics or not, he was a popular person.
Yeah.
And people related. They liked him.
Yeah.
You know, like they liked him. Some actor. Like everybody likes Tom Hanks, no matter what he does.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. King Kong's brother.
I like Colin Hanks better.
Colin Hanks, Bob Hanks. There's a.
Well, we've had a clip that we could play, though, right, regarding JFK?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go ahead and
then there's Hanks Meehoff.
All right.
7:41 on the day after Thanksgiving, which happened to mark a somber anniversary this year. It has been 55 years since President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And despite the passage of time, his assassination and legacy are still captivating the nation.
It was a sunny fall day in Dallas, adoring crowds eagerly welcoming the young president and first lady, hoping to catch a glimpse of Camelot. That sense of hope in the air shattered in an instant.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route.
Here is a flash from the Associated Press, Dateline Dallas. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds.
It's almost like the film broke in our lives. It broke from one era of glamour and excitement and hope. The future looked very bright. And then it was over in a flash.
More than half a century later, the poignant images endure, as clear as yesterday. A president laid to rest, but the mystery surrounding his death just beginning. Over the decades, multiple federal investigations pegged Lee Harvey Oswald as the lone assassin.
He's been shot.
His own murder just days after being arrested, only fueling more conspiracy theories. Among them that Oswald actually worked for the CIA, the Soviet Union, or even that the Mafia had the president murdered. Today, more than 60% of Americans believe there's more to the story.
I think that we will never be able to put a period at the end of the sentence Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone and have everybody agree with that.
Late last year, in keeping with a federal deadline, President Trump ordered the full release of thousands of secret government files related to the assassination, tweeting at the time, "I'm doing this for reasons of full disclosure, transparency, and in order to put any and all conspiracy theories to rest." But while some were released, many others remained partially redacted, largely due to the 11th-hour pushback from the CIA and FBI. In April, the president officially giving agencies until October 2021 to review the files, citing identifiable national security, law enforcement, and foreign affairs concerns.
This is a huge disappointment and a total mess. I mean, you can't imagine a more disorderly release of these documents about a turning point in American history.
Even as many viewed that day as the end of Camelot, today a family political tradition continues. JFK's daughter Caroline served as ambassador to Japan under President Obama. Former Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy's son, Ted Kennedy Jr., now a state senator in Connecticut. Bobby Kennedy's grandson, Joe Kennedy III, a Massachusetts congressman with a bright future of his own. And JFK's namesake, his grandson Jack, a Yale grad who hasn't ruled out following in his grandfather's footsteps.
My favorite speech of his is his speech that he gave at Rice University explaining to America why we should go to the moon.
It's like Jackie. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
And in that speech, he said that great challenges are actually great opportunities. And so I think that that's a really important thing to remember today, when that we can rise to the occasion if we choose good leadership.
55 years after one of America's darkest days, JFK's legacy still burns bright.
Gives you a sense right now with a new generation of Kennedys.
Very amazing,
this is a family that we'll be talking about for years ahead right now, but hard to fathom. It's been 55 years since those images that have mesmerized the country this many years later.
Have you seen that movie about Jackie?
I was just going to say, yeah, I did.
Oh, where it goes into what she
went through.
Says,
like her point of view through the whole thing.
Yeah,
what she says.
Yeah, Natalie Portman did it. That was,
that was really, really good.
It was dark. Well, of course, it's a dark story, but it was really a dark movie.
But she, God, there was times where she really looked like Jackie, though.
Did.
She really did.
Yeah, it was very good.
You know, it's somebody had to be behind it, obviously, you know, and.
Yeah, I just in general, I don't think that Oswald was
alone
as capable as they keep trying to say he was. You know, to go up. I mean, look at the situation it was in, where he's up in this window and they're traveling this way, and there's trees, and then the shots ring out, and you know he was just something. They're going bam, 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 and what happened. That just doesn't.
It just never made sense.
Yeah.
Here's the real interesting thing, though, and I think a lot of people have forgotten this, and I never have, but there was a point where Jackie O said that everything regarding it, especially who killed our president, will be revealed 75 years after the death of John. So she figured, you know, John's going to live on, you know, to his 80s and 90s. And then 75 years after that, everything's going to be revealed. And, of course, we lost John in an airplane crash, you know, and that's been a number of years now. And so I think it's about maybe, 10, 15 years ago or something that's happened.
Yeah.
So now it's like, hey, we're going to find out a lot sooner than what we thought, you know, of who actually, you know, killed JFK. But, you know, it's one of those moments of time that obviously, like, where were you? Like, for kind of piggyback for you, for me, it was the Shuttle Challenger.
Oh,
you know, I knew exactly where I was that day. And similar to you.
That was 86, right?
I was in school. I don't remember the year, but I was in school. I was in my science class, and we were supposed to be doing some kind of, I think, test or some kind of quiet time of looking up stuff, whatever, in our book. And the thing was that one of, I'll never forget this, one of my classmates, Michael Bennett, was listening to the radio while we're doing this test. And all of a sudden, he kind of just pops up, and the room is silent, and he goes, "Hey, the shuttle just blew up." And we just kind of like, whatever, what are you talking about? He goes, "No, sir, the shuttle just blew up." And our teacher was out at the moment and had came back in. And then another teacher came into the room, and you could hear him whispering, "I don't know if you know what I would but apparently the shuttle just exploded or whatever in mid-flight." And it's like, holy cow, you know.
Yeah, January 28th, 1986.
86. But, yeah, I mean, it was just one of those moments, too, with JFK, you know. And, of course, the only film that we have of watching that is the Zapruder film, you know, which I think recently, too, the government had to give the family money. Because it's been used so many times.
And changed and doctored and reformatted.
From the original one.
You know.
From the original. So, but anyway. So, but yeah, 55 years, man. I mean, good God, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
Been a long time.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, this is still the biggest shopping weekend for the holiday season. Of course, we got Black Friday yesterday, Cyber Monday. Do you know what today is?
Sex Saturday?
Well, for you it may be.
I live in hopes.
It's actually National Small Business Day. So it could tie into what you're talking
national
about.
National Small, I go, what? Yeah. Oh, Business Day.
National Small Business Day. Yeah, so basically they're asking, you know, for the mom and pop stores or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Go shop there for your
Why
holiday
do they
needs.
Call them mom and pop stores?
Because it's an individual owner.
Seems weird.
It's an individual owner. You know, because they ask, who owns your store? Oh, my mom owns that store. My pop owns that store. You know, your local hardware stores were owned by families, basically. So, you know, so it's National Small Business. So go out there, support. You know, it's helpful. You know, sometimes you can find really cool trinkets at some of these neat little places. Like, there's one on Los Alamitos Boulevard that they have, like, their specialty is flags, you know, for houses and stuff or whatever.
Oh.
Different seasons and stuff. So, you know, hey, want to give something to somebody? It's kind of cool. Go support your local businesses. So
get them a wine not flag.
There you go. Yeah. Steve's thinking outside the box.
That's right.
Yeah. All righty. Well, you know what? Let's time do what's news.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, you know, for Thanksgiving, most of us kind of do the regular thing. We go over to grandma's house or mom's house
and have noodles, dinner and gravy.
Dinners, yeah, noodles, gravy, no pumpkin pie.
No pumpkin pie.
No, because no one likes it at all.
All those traditions from way back.
Yeah, you know, half eaten cherry pie or something, you know, things like that.
Starting to see a pattern here.
But you never would think that two Utah teens would manage to steal, fly, and land a plane on Thanksgiving. So I was kind of wondering, you know, how are your grandkids doing, Steve?
I should probably check on them. Wow, let's see.
Well, apparently while the rest of us were eating turkey, two Utah teenagers were cruising the open skies, according to a press release from the Utah Sheriff's Office on Thursday. Two boys, ages 14 and 15, were arrested near Vernal Regional Airport after landing a small plane they had stolen from a private airstrip in Jensen, Utah. Anywhere near your family?
Jensen, no.
No, that's good. Okay. The Vernal Regional Airport is located 175 miles southeast of Salt Lake City. This morning, the teens gained access to a tractor and drove it to the airstrip in Jensen, where they stole a fixed-wing, single-engine, light sport aircraft. The plane was witnessed flying very low along U.S. 40 near Gunsher Utah County, about 32 miles west of Jensen. Based on the information obtained by the investigators, the teens mentioned flying back towards the Washit Front, but decided not to and returned to Vernal, where they landed at the airport. Can you believe that, though?
I guess it's not that hard to fly a plane.
Apparently not, you know. But I mean, but to actually go, hey, let's try this. It. My favorite part of that story is, let's take a tractor.
Well, I think that explains a lot about the mental capacity of these two young men. The fact that that's how they had to get to the airport was by tractor.
Yeah. You know, and I'm just like, how did they figure out, like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or whatever. But even to have the ability to land the damn plane.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't say whether or not these kids had any flying experience or not. It doesn't look like they did. Although it's unclear what type of punishment the boys will face in the eyes of many on the internet, they're being called heroes, of course. So it's like, really? Come on.
Yes, well, I have a story here that involves a friend of mine.
Really?
That I've known a long time.
Uh-huh.
There's a new thing at KFC, the chicken and waffles, which is here through the end of December, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And so Kentucky Fried Chicken is now serving chicken and waffles at its restaurants nationwide. Customers can choose between KFC's extra crispy chicken or extra crispy chicken tenders served with Mrs. Butterworth's syrup, starting at $5.49 beginning Monday, well, I guess it was last Monday or whatever, through December 31st. The dishes will be available at KFC's nearly 4,200 restaurants across the U.S. Also, a sandwich with KFC's hot honey fried chicken breast filet between two waffles, which is $5.99.
Nice.
And if you've seen on TV, there's commercials about this where Colonel Sanders is lifting up Mrs. Butterworth and dancing with her. Yeah, that's a friend of mine named Craig.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No last name?
Like, I don't know if I want to give it out.
Just Craig. Just Craig. Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I did actually see it the other night or whatever. I thought that was funny. I'm like, oh, there's Steve's friend or whatever. Dance with Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Have you had chicken and waffles like that, though, or no? Anybody?
No, I haven't.
No? How about
My roommate's parents used to own a chicken and waffle restaurant in
Really?
La Habra. Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't get to stay open for longer
Very long.
Than it was supposed to. But, yeah, it was called Mrs. B's Chicken and Waffles. It was amazing. Everything was homemade. They had, like, 10 different waffle flavors. It was awesome.
Wow.
It's a shame it didn't last.
Yeah, here's a picture of him.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. He looks like the colonel.
Yeah, his last name's Fleming. I guess it doesn't
really matter. Oh, that Craig.
Craig Fleming, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know him. Okay. Well, you know, everybody now is worried with the holiday season about their packages being stolen, of course. So a lot of
I
people,
hope nobody steals my package.
Well, yours is a
that
little bit
could
different.
Be uncomfortable.
Yes, especially if they yank on it real hard.
Hank.
But, of course, now people are getting the new little devices, you know, to watch people steal their packages. And, of course, it's getting some nice, good videotape so they, those people can be arrested.
Like the Ring video doorbell.
Yeah. Well, this...
We have that at my house, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently, an alleged package thief got caught on tape stealing a box she didn't realize that was filled with 500 worms.
Yay.
Yeah, so of course, as the holidays approach, many people are ordering gifts, expecting packages on their doorstep. Some people take advantage of that by stealing items off the front porches when the owners are not home. One woman is accused of swiping a package from Shelly Drave's porch, but once she got a look at the contents, she probably regretted her decision. Drave says, let's just say that she got her karma today. Along with the images on her doorbell camera captured... basically, she advised, if you are going to follow the mail carriers and then grab packages with no one immediately retrieving them, one, make sure they do not have a ring on the doorbell, and two, check the box before you throw a bag over it and take it. Unfortunately, the alleged criminal, the box contained 500 super worms meant for a bearded dragon of Drave's son. So it was a... You know, the boy has an animal, a lizard, basically. And this was his food supply.
I see.
So, yeah. So you could tell that in the video that the woman came up with a blue bag or tarp and tossed it right over the box. So she didn't even look at it and then just, you know, pick it up and everything.
Put it over her shoulder like Santa.
Yeah. A neighbor said, though, that what we were all thinking, she wishes that there was a video of the woman's face when she realized what was in the package, because that would have been really nice. But the alleged thief reportedly dropped the box from her car a few blocks away, and the neighbor returned it to Drave's doorstep. She said the woman would be identified and charges will be made, which will be a felony on this woman, though. But good God, 500 worms, man. You open up that thing, you're going, holy crap.
That was a PlayStation 4. I got chipped.
Yeah, well, it depends what you're looking for, so, yeah.
In the fishing game.
Yeah.
Okay, well... This is a really funny story, and it's not exclusive to the main part of the story, as this happened other places as well. But a California man was house sitting for his parents, and instead of inviting a bunch of people over and trashing the place,
right,
he decided what he should do for his parents is to get rid of Black Widow spiders that were living like upstairs and in the attic.
Oh, well, those are dangerous, yeah.
So he used a blowtorch.
No.
Cut the house on fire.
Oh, good God. What a moron.
29 firefighters responded to the two-alarm blaze at the Woodward Lake housing development and put it out. Luckily, there were no injuries. No word on the spiders, but the fire damaged the building's attic and second story. Now, like I said, the use for this appears to be fairly common. In April, a man tried to kill insects with a lighter, set his house on fire, displacing four adults and six children.
Oh, jeez.
That's the Atlanta. It was in Atlanta. A Kansas woman was reportedly hit with an arson charge after attempting to kill a spider with flaming towels.
What? Wait. She lit the towels on fire and started whipping them around or something?
Like,
or
know,
what?
Come here.
Take that, you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And there have been multiple past reports of people trying to eradicate bed bugs with flame.
God.
That is really kind of funny.
Just either get the spray or buy a new mattress.
Yeah,
it's simple as that.
That's a whole new meaning to
Cyber Monday, people. Cyber Monday.
The burning bed. Yeah. So A Cincinnati woman caused $250,000 in damage to an apartment building when she tries to use alcohol and fire to get rid of pests.
Oh, God.
Leading into this last one, in Detroit, a man actually lit himself on fire instead of the bugs. So don't
moral
do
of the story.
It.
Yeah, moral of the story, fire, bad. You know, be careful with it.
Really? That's why we have groups of firefighters in every city.
Oh, exactly.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Exactly why.
Oh, well, guys, that is going to wrap it up for us today. And it's kind of a quiet day out there, looks like. Kind of a little bit overcast here in Southern California. Yeah. We actually got a little bit of rain the other day.
Yes, we did.
So, which was
kind of
nice.
It was in the middle of night, so I didn't get to see it. But,
my car's finally clean.
About damn time.
Yep. Well, the inside.
Yeah.
Still.
But no, go out, enjoy the weekend. A lot of us got a 4-day weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired because I was in the jacuzzi late last night.
Oh, yes, we saw the full moon.
Yeah, you saw it. Yeah.
You saw the full
there
moon.
Were two full moons, only one that I could take a picture of.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it was still blurry.
It was. Well, it was dark, except for the full moon. So. Right.
Wow.
So, yeah. Hey,
it was a beautiful night, I tell you right now.
No, it was. Well, last night we went to go see the Young... Real quick, we went to go see the Young Americans, and it was their new freshman cast coming in for 2018. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Great cast. I mean, there was a lot of good talent. It emotionally got to me about 3 or 4 times, and
oh,
it was good.
Warm fuzzies.
Oh, more than that. So it was really good. Anyway, show's information and everybody, it's pretty simple. Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Our Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram, you can follow us at yourweeklydose1.
You can find me at silverlining69. You can find Phoebe at PX Limbo. You can find Grace at Gal About Town YWD.
I can't wait because next week also is going to be Phoebe's wedding, so we're looking forward to that.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. She's getting married.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I made it simple for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts, HC.
HC.
Do I give yours or?
Oh,
hydrogen
chloride. People don't like you?
No, mine's Instagram at ZTagan. I never really
don't mention
myself.
Don't mention it's at ZTagan then. Yeah, it's.
That's the name of it.
Well, don't bother with it. You know, people don't want to know it's at ZTagan.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if it's on Instagram. No, who's on Instagram? Nobody's on Instagram.
Nobody. No one.
No, and no
crap.
One's going to follow ZTagan on
and
Instagram.
And they're going to look at it and go, oh, that's just that producer.
Yeah, the ZTagan guy, you know, on Instagram. No one's going to follow ZTagan on Instagram. Did we promote enough for you?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right, you're welcome. Yeah. All right, you guys. Hopefully, we're going to have a full house next week. And it also begins our holidays, shows and everything. So we'll be playing a lot of Mark and Brian traditions. Next week, I believe we're going to be dropping the Yule log. And also,
oh, I love that.
And also doing Elvis's Christmas greeting. The girls haven't heard it, so I'm very excited for them to hear both of that. So we're very, very excited. And it's also our countdown for our 100th show, too, as well. So we will catch you guys next week. And we got some other specials, too, and we'll mention those then. So in the meantime, have a beautiful weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.